Go ahead.
Tell me when.
You're on. Go ahead.
Hi, folks. This is Mike calling. The impression I've gotten from speaking with John is that a number of my friends and supporters are more discouraged than you should be of the loss on the appeal. Now, when I say loss, let me say there is a very remote chance it would turn around, because Gail will be filing, thanks to her, a motion for rehearing, or I think it's a petition for rehearing, it's called. And then, assuming the court turns her down on that, she'll go to the California Supreme Court. Now, since the court ignored the law, then if anyone paid attention to the law, there'd be a very good chance for it to get reversed. But frankly, I want the appeal to be gone away, because I finally can start on my habeas corpus. I thought I had adequately explained that, but even John told me this morning he didn't understand. So let me be clear. I haven't been able to fire my even first salvo to get out of here on the stuff that was not on the record, the 283 Brady violations, the 311 missing witness statements, the over 70 perjuries by their experts, the 126 lies in argument by the district attorneys. An awesome amount of stuff, and I know everybody's eyes are rolling. It can't be possible. Well, it is. I'm going to call this the Cassandra case, because I know it's difficult to believe me that it's this bad. However,
this call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
Last night I filed a document with the court that proves, has the evidence in it, of over 30 of the material perjuries by their witnesses, over 6 of the lies, major lies, by the DA in their closing arguments, and another 5 Detective Lilienfeld perjuries. The goal on that, though, is to get my Brady evidence, because my go-home ticket is getting the evidence they hid for trial, because I even have pieces of some of it that clears me, but it's not what's called admissible. It's not a clear enough copy with all the pages to it, but they mistakenly left 1 or 2 pages in and then hid the good stuff, but I know what's in the other. So, again, I'm going home, and should anyone doubt that I know what I'm talking about here, I just recognize something that probably none of you know. I've been accused in 6 criminal cases. I've already won 4 of them. That's 3 of the white collar case and the Orange County murder charges. I found evidence that will let me reverse the 4th indictment that they finally convicted me on the white collar case. They'd removed it from the white collar case, but they left a copy of it in the murder evidence. I found it, and it proves that I didn't do what they said. Actually, from the attorney from the bank, admitted that I disclosed what they accused me of not disclosing, which Diane and I got convicted on the white collar charges. That one will go away. I know I'm going to win this one also, but the big key is I've won 4 of 6 criminal cases, and I won the big civil case where we got the judgment from the 9th Circuit that should total over $10 million. So, although I'm not a lawyer, and I've got a lot to learn, and there are probably things that I think I know about that I don't know about, I've spent over 10,000 hours focused on the law that will take me to get out of here. And I will go home on Brady violations. Let me be clear there. It only takes 1 instance of the government having failed to produce evidence for trial that I deserved, that would have helped me, that is material enough to have affected the decision of the jury. They have to reverse. I have listed 283 of those, in addition to 311 witness statements that are suppressed. No doubt some of the witness statements will be what's called impeaching, because we know that many of the witnesses changed their story after the $1 million reward came out. I don't want to go on as long as I did the other night, but let me tell you what I did. Last night, I filed my first big salvo. That's what I was talking about with the proof of the perjuries. About a week ago, I filed my first foundational thing, which was my declaration telling them what was wrong with the case. Ken's going to put that on the blog, and you'll understand what I'm going to end up proving to them. Now I'll go through it like the piece I filed last night, which Ken will have by the end of the week, and prove with evidence each of the things that I alleged in the declaration. There's a 7-page declaration in what's going to be put on the blog. There's a 1-page about Colleen Campbell's 27-year RICO conspiracy, which is what put me in here because I got convicted for not paying Mickey Thompson his debt. We can prove that I had over $3 million go through my bankruptcies. Colleen's attorney, Dolores Cordell, looted the money, and then they used her as the number one witness to convict me by saying it was my fault he didn't get paid. I know all of this sounds like a spy novel. I don't blame you for doubting it. I'm not promoting it. I am understating it. It is far worse than you imagine. It will be one of the, if not the most egregious law enforcement scandals in Southern California in decades. I am extremely confident. I'm not reaching. Even if they don't produce the Brady evidence, which they're going to have to or dismiss, I've got enough in my case, in my cell, to cause a new trial, and I'll slaughter them in a new trial because I won't trust my attorney to make the decisions as I did.
You have 60 seconds remaining.
And I think my attorney threw the case. God bless all of you. Thank you for your support. I'm not asking you to believe me now, but when I get the big thing on the blog, I hope you will read it, although it may be a week or two, because we want to try to figure out how to make it easy for you to search electronically. Again, thank you for your support. I hope everybody's doing well. Bye-bye.